Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika. Imagine a Swiss city, and you might think of Zurich, Geneva, or perhaps the capital, Bern. But Basel? Well, it's actually one of the best places for expats to live, according to Mercer's latest quality of living survey. For 2017, the city on the Rhine River shares 10th place with Sydney, Australia. It's the first time that Basel was included in the report. After Zurich and Geneva, Basel is the third largest city in Switzerland. It has about 200,000 inhabitants, and over 35% of them are foreigners. It's a hub for the pharma industry, but it's also a place of history and culture. Swissinfo's Isabel Leibold-Johnson went to Basel to interview one of its most well-known expats, U.S.-born Kathy Hartman Campbell, for her views on her adopted city. She's a freelance communication trainer and coach, and a founder of Basel Connect, an association that promotes increased cultural understanding and exchange between locals and expats.
In Basel on my Rhine, that's where I want to be, where the air is so mild and the sky so blue. These are the words of the city of Basel's anthem, and when I arrive in Basel on a lovely warm day, it's easy to understand its sentiment, as many people are enjoying the sun on the riverbanks. So does the climate and the relaxed atmosphere explain Basel's appeal to expats as well? I'm here to meet Kathy Hartman Campbell for her views on the city. She welcomes me into her home and, over a cup of coffee, tells me her story.
In 1976, I was traveling in Europe. I had spent 4 months learning German, and I traveled to Davos because I had brought cross-country skis with me, and also because of the Magic Mountain, I wanted to go to Davos. And I had quite a Magic Mountain-like experience because I fell in love with a Swiss student hotel and spent over 2 weeks there. And right when I was going to leave, my husband was among the new bunch of Swiss students showing up, and it was basically love at first sight. And then I injured my knee, really not deliberately, and he ended up inviting me to come home with him for a week to recuperate at his parents' house. And that was the beginning of a 6-year transatlantic relationship before the invention of the internet.
Kathy decided to move to Basel in 1982 to be with her future husband. But it wasn't so easy to integrate.
I thought I understood Switzerland, and I thought I knew what I was getting myself into, and I found out quite quickly that I was quite wrong about that, and I really had a difficult time with culture shock. I tried, I think, probably too hard to integrate. Within the first 5 days in Basel, I noticed the allergic reaction to High German and decided to learn dialect, and I thought then, now I'll feel completely at home.
However, Kathy found her mood dropping. She struggled with the narrow living spaces and her disappointment that, while she was happy with her husband, everything was not as perfect as she had hoped for in Switzerland. Eventually, she turned to psychotherapy for help.
It really changed my life in very positive ways because at the end of my psychotherapy, I said to the therapist, well, this is a gift I want to pass on. I realized how valuable the process was, and I then embarked on a 4-year applied psychology program that in the UK is recognized as a psychotherapist qualification. That also led to my dedicating my public service volunteer work to expat integration, to intercultural understanding, and in particular for the first probably 15 years of my work in that direction, I did public workshops on culture shock to help other people understand the phenomenon of culture shock and not suffer the way I did.
Repairing her relationship with Basel came in stages, through teaching English, expanding her social network, and then when she was hired by pharma company Hoffmann La Roche as the head of language training.
One of the last frontiers was really making friends with local, with Swiss women. And that took longer. That really took until I had my daughter. That was something that also I struggled with because I thought, I speak the language. Here I am. I'm open to relationships. I've met many women from other cultures, but I've really not gotten to know any Swiss women. And I found that having a child opened doors in that direction.
Fast forward to the present day. Kathy is now in her 60s. She has a smart look. complete with short white hair, glasses and vivid lipstick. Her manner is warm and open, and we are in her airy sitting room overlooking her garden.
So how would you define your relationship with Basel today?
I love Basel. Basel's my home. I mean, I appreciated qualities of Basel from the very beginning. I've always referred to Basel as a cosmopolitan village. We have world-class culture, but we have a village-sized place, so you can get around anywhere by bike, and there's a village feeling in terms of seeing familiar faces, which is not for everybody, but it's one of the big attractions of Basel, in my opinion.
Why, in your view, do you think that Basel got into the top 10 of the Mercer survey?
It's a place with an extremely high quality of life. I think it's wonderful that it's tied with Sydney. We don't have a beach, really, but we do have a beach. If you come here in summer, the scene of swimming in the Rhine, which I have always done since the very first summer I came here, my husband and I were among the very few people who swam in the Rhine 35 years ago. And now it feels like virtually everybody in Basel hangs out at the Rhine and swims in the Rhine, and it really gives you an almost Mediterranean feeling. It's true that the climate of Basel is very favorable compared to other places in Switzerland. And now I think there are many more opportunities to enjoy that and for people to interact with each other. There's also a very diverse international community which has grown a lot as Novartis was formed and Syngenta was formed and Roche has become more international and other smaller biotech companies have come here. You have far more opportunities to define your social life, set your priorities and find people quite easily who you want to hang out with.
Basel is more open then than 35 years ago?
Most definitely. Some people who are newcomers are still annoyed. In the very beginning, they're annoyed by stores not being open on Sunday. But once they're here for a couple of years, they realize that that's a very big quality, that the stores are not open 24/7. But the opening hours have dramatically increased since 1982.
So if you compare Basel to Sydney, though, Sydney is huge and Basel is, well, a small city.
Obviously, size doesn't matter so much, and there's a real quality to the smallness that grows on people. And as I've worked with expats over the past decades, one of the questions I ask in my workshops is, how long have you been here? I used to ask in the culture shock workshops, how long do you intend to stay? Now I just ask, do you know how long you plan to stay? But very often people will say, well, 10 years ago, we came for 2 years. I know tons and tons of people who've spent most of their lives here as foreigners and have now acquired Swiss citizenship or are in the process of doing so because this is their home.
So in your seminars for expats, what do people mention as the challenges for them when they first arrive?
Some people find the quietness a problem, depending on where they're from and what their expectations are. But again, they realize there is a social life happening and there can be loud parties and dancing places, but you have to find them. People mention the rules, that the society is quite regimented. But I always point out to people that culture is a medallion that has a shiny side and a dark side, and those two sides go together. And the regimentation is what makes the place very organized and very safe, and a wonderful place to raise children, which people who end up having children here realize. Probably the biggest hurdle that's mentioned the most frequently and is the toughest thing to deal with is how do you get into contact with locals? And so that's why I've really dedicated Basel Connect to promoting expat integration through direct exchange with locals. It's hard to mobilize the locals because they have their relationships. This is not a mobile society, so people tend to have their relationships from early childhood or at the latest from their studies. And the commitment of friendship is very high. They're not necessarily open to new relationships. But people who've had international experiences themselves or have moved from someplace else in Switzerland to Basel, those are the more likely profiles of Swiss who will come to Basel Connect activities.
The coffee cups are drained and it's time for one last question before I go and catch my train back to Zurich, ranked second only to Vienna in Mercer's quality of living survey.
Most people thinking of Switzerland will think probably Geneva and Zurich, not necessarily Bern, and maybe not Basel so much.
When I first came to Europe, I had the classic American travel guide, Let's Go Europe, and I still remember the description of Basel. It said, Basel is a gray industrial city located on the Rhine at the German and French border. The only reason you'll ever want to go there is to change trains at the train station. And after I came to live here, I thought it's good that Basel has remained largely undiscovered because there would be a risk of its losing its village quality. But I've seen as it has become more discovered also by the Viking River cruises, where there are numerous cruise boats that come to Basel, and then you see these whole squadrons of American elderly tourists tromping through Basel, and there are now tour buses that go through Basel, which I never thought I would see, but it's not hurting the culture.
That was Kathy Hartman-Campbell talking with journalist Isabel Leibold-Johnson in Basel. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for a new section called Making Switzerland Home. There you'll find all sorts of stories about international people who've decided to start a life in Switzerland. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.